Hello. Hello.
Hey, we're calling customer support. My name is Satarian, and can I have your zip code, please?
80516. Did you say your name was Soseri?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Can you verify your name for me?
Catherine Heine, H-E-I-N-E.
Can you verify your address?
1176 Village Circle, Erie, Colorado.
Okay, just a second for me. Okay, so I do see where your card was charged for $59.89, but this account has been canceled.
Yeah, well, why is it being charged then?
I'm pretty sure you called in already and got it canceled.
Well, I don't see a credit on the account.
I'm sorry, what that mean, ma'am? What are you talking about?
What?
I was trying to see what are you talking about.
The $59.89 charge. I do not see a credit on that. Unless, yeah.
So didn't you call in to get it canceled?
Oh, yeah, I don't. I have no idea what this even is, to tell you the truth. So, no.
No, I was asking, did you call in? Because your account is canceled, so that you had to call in to get it canceled.
Okay, but then why is there a charge on here?
The last time we charged you, when you called in to got it canceled, it was a charge because we only charged you one time. So when you called in, you got it canceled already.
Well, I show a charge on my account for from April 22nd.
No, that ma'am. You mean billing of event?
Pardon me?
April 22nd. Okay. So this is the account that you got. Just a sec. Okay. So this was April 22nd. Yes, ma'am. But the account is already canceled.
Well, then I don't know why there's a charge. I mean,
you know what?
I wonder if it hasn't been charged yet. It says pending total, $59.89. Pending purchases. So it never went through. How can you get rid of that?
It's your account is canceled. It's nothing that I can do.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Goodbye.
Okay.